For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. Have had the privilege of doing the show for the last 8 or 9 years, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of our listeners' support. Really means a lot to me. It's been a wonderful opportunity. Really enjoy the chance to get on the phone every week with an expert from around the country and talk about something that I'm passionate about that hopefully you guys are passionate about, and hopefully we continue to deliver good shows with good information. And today is no exception. I just want to make a quick mention. Our generous sponsor, the Village Green, is having their year-end sale from now until January 1. Got 25% off of just about every single product in the store. It's a great time to go in and stock up. It's one of the busiest times of year there. They've got great nutritional advisors, compounding department that can custom compound any kind of vitamins or supplements you need. I work with those guys all the time. Was just on the phone with them yesterday, setting somebody up with a great nutritional custom compound. They've got a traditional pharmacy. So they do a great job. So make sure to stop in. We really appreciate their ongoing support for the show and their willingness to really bring to the community relevant information to improve people's health, wellness, and quality of life, because to be honest, that's what this is all about. Today I've got on the phone with me today Dr. Decker Weiss. He's one of my favorite guests. We always have a really engaging conversation, really quite a groundbreaking physician who's pioneered a lot of great work in many different aspects of naturopathic medicine and traditional medicine. Dr. Weiss was the first naturopathic physician to complete an internship, fellowship, and residency at a conventional hospital, the Arizona Heart Institute. He is the first cardiologist as a naturopathic physician. He's treated more than 40,000 patients over the last 17 years. In 2012, he was named one of the leading physicians in the world, a distinction given to under 1,000 physicians each year. He's worked in Haiti, Tibet, and recently on the Syrian border, both in a medical capacity and as a researcher, to look at the biochemistry of violent behaviors and radicalization, which, you know, we need more and more understanding of that every single day. People are disenfranchised with their life. People are unhappy. We know that people in these terrorist groups that are recruiting people to do their work and become violent prey on people that are in very poor situations in life, that are dealing with problems oftentimes with biochemistry. Dr. Weiss has lectured and taught in some of the finest academic and medical institutions in the world, including being the first holistic physician to lecture at the renowned Cleveland Clinic. So, and Dr. Weiss, we're going to talk today, you know, we're just talking before we went on the air. This relates exactly to the show because, folks, today's topic is about kids and about what sort of supplements and things we need to be giving to our children. And you know, this really relates to what we were just talking about. You just recently lectured at Oxford, you know, one of the most premier institutions in the entire world, medical institutions, research facilities, academic institutions in the entire world. And you just got back from lecturing there, and you were lecturing about research you were doing that we mentioned in your bio about refugees from Syria. So, Dr. Weiss, tell us a little bit about what you were researching, what you were presenting, how it went over, and, you know, we're going to talk about how this relates incredibly importantly to what we're doing for our children.
Well, I was lecturing on, well, thanks for having me on. And by the way, that's really neat that they compound natural products there. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've got
I wish we would have that in Arizona. That's really cool.
Yeah, it
I
is
mean,
cool.
For
they
physicians,
do a great job.
It allows us to really custom do that. So good for Village Green. I was lecturing on, we're looking at, you know, does the brain recover? Does the central nervous system after horrible PTSD, does it get better? How does it get better? We've seen in our American troops that they come home and 10 years later, they have the same problems. They didn't sleep at night. They can't be in relationships. They can't work for a full day. So some people recover and some people don't. We compared Syrian refugees as low as the age of 16, because that's the age where they, you know, even younger, but right around 16, they'll start joining militias and militaries and ISIS and things like that. And we compared Syrian refugees that were living on the Jordan-Syrian border in just a terrible environment. There's in an area.
Are they pretty much in refugee camps?
Yeah, it's a refugee camp. It's literally locked up at night, right? You can't leave it. You can't come and go. It is an area that there was almost, I think, 600,000 people in an area of less than a mile.
Wow.
So it's all squalor. There's very little food, very little stuff. The kids get school every other day. If they're lucky, young girls get sold off to businessmen. I mean, really bad stuff. And then if we compare that to Syrians that migrated to Sweden, where there is no offenses. They come in. There's basic rules. You need to learn Swedish and things like that. And they have a whole area they built to them. And they can live there. They don't have to live there. They just have to get a job and learn Swedish and do some things like that. And, you know, they build a life. Their biggest complaint there is they never had car payments and rent because they had very simple lives in Syria compared mm-hmm. to more of a Western lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And what we saw are the people in the Syrian refugees in Sweden were far less likely to be violent, far less likely to want to join ISIS, and their brains were recovering. Now, one of the unique things about Sweden is very good fish, very good oils, more of an anti-inflammatory lifestyle, berries, greens, cold water fish year-round, things that really help a brain recover. And that's one thing I really would have liked to have taken in. There's not a ton of fast food there. As a matter of fact, the kids in school are supplemented with a good fish oil product.
Mm.
So they need it for brain development. Sweden, Finland, I think Iceland and Israel are the only countries that require fish oil to be given kids as they're developing. So we were able to compare those, and what we found is that the people in Sweden were recovering. Now, that's not a surprise, but in the world of research, it basically says it's now causal. The environment that refugees are put in or can make people that go join ISIS or can make people that go out and potentially win a Nobel Prize. It is that environment that we create for them. And we also learned some other things. We interviewed different generations, and we found that the first generation tended to be violent. If they were in those camps, the second generation was much more violent.
Mm.
So we kind of created this term, transgenomic inflammatory genomic expression. And I know I needed a $5 word. I was at Oxford, Dr. Becerra. Don't make fun of me. I know I needed a $5 word. But
it's actually, you needed a $10 word because the euro is worth about twice as much as the dollar.
I was at the pound. It's even worse.
There you go.
Yes, that's right. But basically what it said is if the parents were terrible PTSD, their kids were going to be more likely to be violent, less yeah. resistant to being violent, more they could tolerate more violence. So what's happening is also, and we see it in our own kids in America, you know, parents complaining about their kids and grandkids, right? Their behaviors, right? We're worried about our generations. But we need to be. When we're looking at the worst terrorists in the world, they're not the ones that really were affected. It was their kids. When we look at the people that shot up the Bataclan, there was young kids there, 16 through 18 years old, and it was their parents that first immigrated out of these countries. When we look at most of these, you know, Osama bin Laden, he was the son of a guy who had seen terrible things. What we're seeing is the genetics are adapting and making them more fit to make violent behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that it's not only that we have to change things for now, we have to correct things for the future. And we saw this in all sorts of things. This is known from diabetes to other stuff that you know, parents that are diabetic, their kids were less likely to be diabetic. Holocaust survivors, their kids were quite often had similar symptoms of PTSD. We saw that their genes behaved in a way that was really not as functional. So here's the scary part. We got to take care of our kids now, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
If we do not, they're going to pass it to their kids worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we always want our kids to be better than us. It's a very typical American trait. So feeding our kids, supplementing our kids can do that, can absolutely do that. And if we go to, if your kid's having, you know, hyperactive disorders or things like that, if you're going to put them on Zoloft versus fixing the nutrition instead of doing it fundamentally, please don't expect your grandkids to be better. Expect them to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really bone chilling. You know, and it was an honor to give the talk, but I had a lot of jaws dropping going, oh my God, what do I feed my kids?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them thinking, what drug do my kids need? We don't want them thinking, you know, my kid's eating those little Cheerios or those Goldfish. Nuh-uh. These are bad foods. wasted, in my opinion, because the chemicals in them are bad. But my kids eating, you know, whole grains or good foods or things like that, that's different.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing there. And I think it dovetails, of course, into children's health.
Yeah,
because that's the future.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, so many different aspects of it. I think, you know, people don't realize the incredible genetic marks that are made on somebody in the adult population. And, you know, you talked about all of these different traits that are passed down, where we thought all, the only genetic traits that can be passed down is something related to, do they have blue eyes, brown eyes, dark skin, light skin, you know, hair till they're 80, bald when they're 50. You know, I mean, those are the things that we think of when we think of genetics. But what we realize is that when people experience trauma, and that could be trauma from nutritional, physical things or psychological trauma, it passes down generation. We've seen it in they've done very well-documented studies in animals. If you have a nutritionally malnourished cat, you can see problems in the offspring of that cat for up to six generations if the after the mom was majorly nutritionally deficient. In rats, they have things where they play a noise and then they shock the rat, and they'll see a learned response behavior three generations later of to that same noise. How is that possible? You know, three generations later, the offspring still have a negative reaction to that noise, whereas other rats where their parents weren't exposed to a shock after that noise, there's no negative behavior reaction. It's genetic.
And to the listeners out there, if you're worried about the starving cats, I just want to be clear on this. They were feeding them fat and sugar. The kids, they didn't starve the cats. They just kept certain nutrients away.
Right, they malnourished them.
What are our kids eating?
Yep, fat and sugar.
Fat and sugar.
Yep.
Without nutrients.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to add that.
No, no, it's a great point.
You know, I wanted to make sure the listeners know that we don't support the starving of cats.
Right. I mean, but it's not, you know, malnourished doesn't necessarily mean you're hungry or calorie restricted. And that is the biggest problem with our country right now is everybody's majorly malnourished. We're all, you know, fat and overweight. And consuming more calories than ever, but still horribly malnourished. And, you know, that's the same thing. And it passes down from generation for multi-generational effects year after year after year. And, you know, we now create an environment where we have all of these different psychological traumas. People are unhappier, you know, it seems, than they've ever been. You know, the use of – I don't know if people are unhappier than they've ever been, because I didn't live through the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 1800s. I have no idea how happy people were or were not. I can only relate to my lifetime. But the difference is that now all of a sudden we think everybody who's unhappy should get fixed with a drug, you know, and doctors hand out –
Right.
Mood altering medications.
That's a change, though.
Yeah, that's the difference.
I think that's part of the change where I think, you know, and I deal a lot with people born in the Depression era being a cardiologist. And what I hear is we thought once people had food and shelter consistently and nobody, no big threat, no Nazis, right? No people like that. We thought it would be a paradise. And we thought when everybody can have a car, right? Mm-hmm. And when everybody can have a house, it would be a paradise. And it's not. But I'd like to touch one additional point, that, you know, children and obesity and things like that. There's something that's very counterintuitive. And Dr. Becerra works a lot more with this than I do, but I'm going to try not to screw this up. The more obese somebody is, generally the more malnutritioned they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to, like, you think in the 30s and 40s and 50s, when a kid was heavy, they probably ate a lot and they probably were okay. But our food had a lot more nutrients and things.
Yep.
Nowadays, when we're taking in all this calorie, the body will always absorb fat and sugar, but it won't. But we're not getting the nutrients in. So we need to reverse it where we think, wow, that person's heavy. They've got a ton of nutrients. They're really bountiful. No, it's just the opposite. They're starving. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they keep eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exactly true. You know, and it's just it's created quite a situation. When we talk about, you know, the work that you were doing, looking at refugees, measuring their neurochemistry, measuring their neurotransmitter, measuring their blood markers, and actually seeing inflammation in the brain and seeing sort of objective lab values showing a brain that is not healing versus looking at, you know, the refugees that were put in a better social situation, that were given access to more nutritious food, less stress, you can actually see changes as the brain starts to heal. And I think the question that we were talking about is, you know, what do you, you know, why Oxford Howard was so interested in the data that you presented is, you know, well, how do we deal with this? You can't just start handing out, like we do here in the Western world, prescriptions for antidepressants to every person in a Syrian refugee camp, right? It's just, it's not the answer. The answer really is helping their brains heal. And that's one of the major problems that we see. You know, we were talking about this issue of, you know, all of the mass shootings that we see in the United States, all of these acts of extreme violence. A very large percentage of those people are on these mood-altering medications. Now, people will debate, well, they're on a mood-altering medication, so their mood was off, and that's why they did it. The reality is that what the studies have shown us is that these medications, many of them, increase suicidal and homicidal ideation and behavior, and some of them have what's called a black box warning, which is the most severe warning issued by the FDA. It's the most dangerous warning that could be on any drug, and all these drugs that are work on these neurochemistry basically have these black box warnings for children, for kids under a certain age. And, you know, it's standard practice now that if a child is going to necessitate one of these drugs as their doctor foresees, they also have to be in therapy or counseling, you know, because that does help reduce the risk of them having some sort of behavior problem. And I've interviewed Dr. William Walsh on the show numerous times, who's a phenomenal researcher, been studying neurochemistry, brain chemistry, and different biotypes of depression for the last 35 years and done some of the most significant work in it. And he has been called on as an expert to go out and evaluate the chemistries of these people that have conducted a lot of these mass shootings in this country and in other countries. And the vast majority of them are people that acted out on their violent ideations after being shortly after being started on some sort of mood altering medication. And so, you know, the research backs it up. The pharmaceutical companies were forced to actually put a warning on their drugs about it. And I'm not saying that these drugs are all bad, but if you look at them as the panacea to fix people's problems with their discontent in their life and their mood problems, then we've got a serious problem. And if we look at Dr. Weiss's work, where we've got people who have had trauma, how do you help them recover and how do you help their children live better lives? It comes back to this more holistic viewpoint of how do we nurture healing in the brain? And a lot of that starts with the nutrients that you put in the body. And when we come back from the break, we're going to start talking about the key, most important fundamental nutrients that need to be considered for your children to heal their brain. And even if they don't have any issues that need to be quote unquote healed, how do you facilitate optimal neurological development to help them succeed the best they can in life? This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics. It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's gear and sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back next week. So today we're talking with Dr. Decker Weiss, and really the topic around today's conversation is what to give our kids. And it's sort of segued into that from some really interesting research Dr. Weiss is doing with Syrian refugees and watching how brains heal after traumatic events. In this segment, let's talk about sort of some of the maybe the paradigm of how we're looking at kids, what's wrong with it. And then that should segue nicely into what do kids actually need for proper development and how can we provide it for them. So go ahead, Dr. Weiss. Why don't you kick the conversation off this segment?
Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to stop the absurdity. Is what I call it. Okay. So meaning that your child's not exercising, your child's not doing any brain stimulating activity other than video games, which surprisingly can be brain stimulating. But now I'm talking more things like art, music, those types of things. When you look at countries with the best education systems, Finland, Iceland, Scandinavia, Israel, that they require music all the way through there, but they don't care if you're good at it. They just want that part of the brain stimulated. Mm-hmm. They know that it's needed for development. So when you look at all that, so our kids aren't doing that. They're not exercising anymore, all that stuff. And then they're eating poor foods that not only have a lack of nutrients, but have toxins in them, that have literally neurotoxins in them. And in many foods that look very common, from goldfish to whatever, there are chemicals in there from dyes and things like that are related to these types of behaviors. And then the absurdity comes in. The kid is demonstrating, hey, I'm hyperactive. I'm violent. I am out of control. I can't control my emotions. I am now getting photophobic, or I'm getting these neurologic stuff. And then the absurdity is not to change those behaviors and foods, but to put a drug on top. There was a black box warning that says, oh, by the way, on a bad day, I might kill myself. Mm-hmm. This is the absurdity that's going on. And look, I don't blame listeners for this. If you're sitting there and my child is on this medicine, I don't blame you. I blame us. I blame us, the doctors. We have not challenged you as parents. We have to challenge you as parents and say, you know what? Whether your kid likes it or not, they have to be enrolled in something that's exercise. You have to be enrolled in something that's going to stimulate brain. And you have to take all the food and you detox the house. You throw away all the junk and then you get them on a good multi. You know, they got these gummy multis from Solgar and you've got good fish oil products. They go on a fish oil and a good multi and it starts from there. And when they wake up, they get something with fiber and grains and it has nutrients in it. And they're eating fish and they're eating that. They can still have a little pasta and things like that, but they're eating, you know, organic chicken and greens and things like that. And you say to your child, this is what you get. You know, parents will say to me, well, my child just won't eat. They'll always eat. Mm-hmm. They'll skip one meal and then they'll eat what you give them the second one. They will always eat. Do not be paranoid about your child not eating. They will eat. And then when you feed them healthy food in about 2 weeks, they will crave healthy food. They will always crave that. But we have to stop this absurdity of saying, you know, no exercise, no good brain stimulation, bad food. Oh, surprise, they're acting out, and especially if they're exposed to violent video games all day, and then we give them that on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think we start.
I would agree. I mean, that's the fundamental component of dealing with the human body, you know, is you got to take care of it at its most basic level, and that starts with nutrition, and it starts with movement. Those are two key components to having any balance in your body. And, you know, we get excited about research, you know, around, gut health and probiotics and ADD or depression or anxiety. And so everybody mm-hmm. runs out and buys a probiotic. But the reality is that if you don't change a diet, you can take all right. the probiotics that you want. You're probably not going to see much of a difference. You know, you have to have the most Great fundamental point. Pieces in place in order to allow or create an environment where the body can get into a healing mode and a recovery mode. And the principles and concepts that are required in order for the body to get into a healing and recovery mode are simple, they're the same, and they've been the same for the last 300,000 years. It's basic food, it's vegetables, fruits.
You bring up a great point about probiotics. Look, we're all a fan of probiotics, you know, and I like Probi. I like the Plantarum species. I think, you know, if you're going to take a you take one with Data, I like it. But don't expect it to work if you're following Probi with, you know, high sugary drinks. You know, all of probiotics are a starter kit. And then you lay them down, and then those bacteria can replicate and replicate. But if you're doing nothing but sugar, you're going to grow yeast that's going to overtake it. Yep. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
And so natural medicine doesn't give you any buys. You can get somewhat better just on supplements with poor behaviors, but you don't recover until you have good behaviors.
No, you don't.
It's just the rule of nature.
It is. It's the rule of nature. You just don't. And, you know, not everybody's ready and not everybody knows. And really, the problem is there aren't really any resources out there. But it's time for people to wake up. You know, the medical system is really, really not doing what it should be doing. The only people really benefiting are insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies. The doctors aren't even winning anymore. You know, I mean, doctors are,
isn't that amazing?
Doctors are not winning at all. Doctors are coming out of school with more debt, with more pressure than ever before, running practices where they're having to spend less time, be less involved, and give less good advice than they ever were before. And, you know, the only people that are really, really still walking away with the same kind of profits, I mean, talk to anybody running a hospital, talk to any doctor's office, ask them if they've been in practice for the last 20 or 30 years, hey, is it easier these days to be a doctor or is it harder than it was? Every single one of them is going to tell you that their job satisfaction has gone way down. They've been pressured to see more patients for less reimbursement, spend less time, and get squeezed even more by insurance companies to deal with running their office, paying their staff, dealing with everything that they have to do. And, you know, the people who are getting screwed the most are the population, the people out there. You know, it's just you're going to have to wake up yourself if you really want to get out of the trap. And, you know, hopefully one day people that give the kind of advice like we give will be able to successfully run their lives in an insurance model and, you know, be able to actually provide care to people that can't always afford to pay out of pocket and have to rely on their huge premiums that their insurance, you know, provides to be able to see the doctors that they have to see.
You know, there's a guy named Dr. John Bastier, and later they have Bastier University, which is a naturopathic med school, a very good one up in the Washington area. And when primary care insurance came in, and this ties directly to kids, okay? So I want to make sure we stay with kids with here. When primary care insurance was coming around, Dr. Bastier got very fearful. And what he said is, you know, people aren't going to prevent disease anymore. And people are like, why? And they go, because they can go to their doctor and get a med. And that'll get rid of their earaches, and it'll do that, and then they can eat whatever they want. Everybody's like, you're crazy. People, when their kids are going to get sick, are still going to know the home remedies, and they're going to do that. That's exactly what happened. But he also said, part two to this, he said eventually the kids are going to get so sick, and people get so sick that they'll come back to us in prevention. It's exactly what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with antidepressants and all of these things is they're not working.
Yeah.
If they worked, we wouldn't be having this conversation today. Yeah. But they're not working, and we're taking, you know, there's a lesson in pediatrics. It's one of the most important. You can fix a sick kid, but not a broken adult.
Mm-hmm.
When our kids are sick, this isn't just how they're built. It's how we are building them. Okay, it is how we are doing that. And parents, if you're hearing this going, oh my God, it's so much work. It's so much work. I'm going to have to cook differently for them. No. It's just a shift in habits. It is just a shift in habits. They wake up in the morning, they take their probiotic, they take their multi, they take their fish oil. That's three pills. Okay, and then they have, you know, some eggs with some fruit and maybe a whole grain toast. You know, lunch, they have, you know, it's not as hard as you think.
Mm-mm.
It's just shifting your habits back to functional ones. Yeah. The habits are what gets us in trouble, and the habits can also correct. Don't get overwhelmed with this. It's just a matter of changing habits. But back to your point with the doctors, as all of this has increased, the doctors who do want to teach these things, they want to challenge their patients, they're either too tired because they're seeing 60 people a day, 70 people a day, or they don't have enough time. You know, listeners, a lot of people will say, well, medical doctors just never studied nutrition. They don't care. No, they do care. They just haven't studied it. But they also would need time to. They'd need, you know, they're not going to teach in conventional schools what we're talking about here. This is things you get at Village Green. These are things you get from natural-based physicians and naturopaths and things like that. But they, most of them do want to learn it, but it's just not going to enter the system when you have to hit 60, 70 people a day and people are walking in saying, hi, my kid's bad, I want my med.
Yep. Plus, I mean, you know, a lot of, I've known medical doctors who got really interested and excited about it and tried to convert their practice over to something that was more holistic and financially, it just didn't work, you know, and, you know, I mean, it's just, that's another big fear. They've got to stay in that model of insurance reimbursement, which means, you know, based on the kind of reimbursement you get for each thing that you bill, you may bill X amount for a visit, but that doesn't mean the insurance is going to pay you that. You've got to keep the numbers of patients up and see enough people in order to be able to pay the bills. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, you know, doctors do work hard. I'll defend doctors' rights to be able to make a good living. You spend a lot of time and effort investing in yourself as far as college and medical school and residencies. There's a huge amount of debt that's associated with it for most people. And, you know, there's a huge amount of energy and investment. So they deserve to make, you know, a good living just as much as, you know, the lawyer does, or just as much as the businessman does, or just as much as anybody else does. You know, so I don't believe that doctors should get shortchanged, but it's almost impossible for them to convert over to a model, even if they're interested in the training, because they can't do it because nothing will support it. You know, so it's really a tough situation. Of course, we got completely sidetracked, Dr. Weiss, on a whole philosophical conversation around medicine, but I believe it's an important one for people to hear and listen to, because as I talk about over and over on this show again, we'll discuss nutrients, we'll discuss supplements, we'll discuss the things that are important and how to support yourself. But the reality is you've got to have the fundamental pieces in place. You've got to have the lifestyle pieces in place. And if my rants and ravings on any show infect one single person, then I've done my job and it was worth it.
If you want nutritional advice, let's not overlook the health food store. Okay. So if you're somebody that just start there, walk into Village Green. This is really important. It's not just an infomercial for Village Green. But look, if you walk into your doctor's office, a typical medical doctor's office, and you think you're going to figure out what nutrients and things your son needs and how to eat, you're just wrong. You have to go to the environments where people know this information. Look, I know that the people working at Village Green, and I know that they're not doctors, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to know what fish oils, what companies are good, what nutrients are good. They're going to have clean food on their shelves. You have to, you know, we tell kids that are in these violent behaviors, you're hanging around with the wrong crowd. Well, what I say to parents are, you're hanging around with the wrong crowd. If you want your kid to get well naturally, you've got to go to the right crowd. So you have to drive an extra mile past your regular grocery store or past your pharmacy and go to a place like this and just walk around and learn and absorb, and you'll see it's not that hard. You know, it's not that hard. Give it a chance.
No, it's a great point. And as you talked about, as John Bastier predicted, you know, it's becoming more and more popular. We've got a, you know, a holistic functional medicine doctor, you know, starting a whole branch of medicine at the Cleveland Clinic, at these prestigious universities, Dr. Hyman. You know, I mean, we've got Dr. Oz, you know, as much as people may love or hate him, I mean, he does have sort of a really hot TV show that was really popular. These doctors have those opportunities because the public is demanding some type of different solution for the health problems that they're facing. And there's a lot of resources out there that don't require you to go outside of your insurance model and actually see a specialized doctor like myself or Dr. Weiss or wherever you are. It's a great idea. Start with the resources that are out there that don't cost you anything. Get as far as you can. And then when you need help, seek out additional help. So when we come back from the break, let's lay out specifically like probably the like three or four most important core nutrients that we should get all kids on from a young age. And if we have time, we can even talk about some other really useful things for children, especially this time of year in the winter with colds and flu season and stuff. So we'll see what we have time to get to, but we certainly have a lot of jam-packed information to cover. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we're talking with Dr. Decker Weiss, and we're discussing, oh my gosh, we've kind of been all over the place here with what we've been discussing. Yeah. And, you know, I get on my topics that get me all worked up and fired up. I hope, you know, if nothing else, they just get people interested and excited and thinking about things in a different way. You know, we'll talk about specifically some of the different nutrients that we're interested in, you know, covering specifically for kids' health. And there's a reason why these nutrients are so important. And there's probably about like three or four that we could line up that we say pretty much every kid should be getting this on a regular basis if their diet is really, really good. And, you know, these are things that they can get from food. This doesn't have to come in a supplement form. So parents, you know, we encourage you to push it with diet and push it with nutrition because, you know, let's face it, for many, many, many years, if the diet was right, people didn't need supplements. Supplements are a supplement to a diet. Now, 99% of people out there, even households that run a healthy diet, even like my own household where I spend a lot of time, energy, and effort into making sure that my 9 and my 6-year-old are getting the proper foundational tools necessary for good development, supplementation still comes into play because, let's face it, not everybody can be perfect all the time. But I do have patients who come in and they do a better job at home as far as feeding their kids than I do. You know, I say, well, geez, you really committed. You're doing a great job. I mean, they are making sure that the nutritional building blocks, all the nutrients necessary for those children and the environment in which they're being raised, educated, and nurtured is really something where they honestly don't really need supplements. But that is a very small percentage of the situation. But I just want people to know that you can do it. But let's talk about the average person and let's talk about the fundamentals. If we discuss these supplements, you know, we can always talk about why they're important. And then that relates to why you would supplement for it with it or what kind of foods you would give if you didn't want to supplement. The concept is the same. So Dr. Weiss, start off, let's kind of name, you know, just pick any one of them. I know there's about three or four that we would probably cover, but just pick the first one that you want to cover as far as, you know, what we would think about for a nutrient and then supplement in food places we could get it.
Well, I'll be a little lazy to you and give you more like a topic. And I think that, you know, kids need a kids multi. And it's not sexy, but there's a lot of bad ones, a lot of good ones. There's some that are loaded with just a ton of glucose sugar. There's others that have some fruit sweetening, which is a little bit better. You do want it to get it palatable for them, like a gummy or something like that. But you do need a kid's multi. Now, to people that are feeding their kids grape, just understand that the soil is most likely 3,000 times depleted from the nutrients and minerals as it was just, 50, 60 years ago. So you would have to be getting incredibly mineral and nutrient dense food, which is very rare. I mean, you kind of have to have your own farm in order to do that, in order to not need a multi. It's not sexy, but a good multi that the kid enjoys taking, that they don't go, okay, take your medicine. And so a lot of the powders and liquids out there the kids hate. So get them a good chewy or something like that that works well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good start. The multivitamin is going to have your basic B complex nutrients. It's going to have your vitamin C. It's going to have a mineral complex. It's going to have the trace minerals, as far as the minerals that are found more abundantly, like, zinc and calcium. And, it's going to provide sort of a baseline foundational support of some extra nutrients to help. And, we talk about soil health and it's depleted. That's definitely one good argument for a multi. The second is that just the environment in which we live in puts some additional pressure on the different systems of our body that may require those systems to have a higher need for certain nutrients. So, for example, we drive around and the air quality inside is very highly, toxic because there's flame retardants on the couch cushions and there's formaldehyde in the cheap press furniture and there's, toxins coming from the electrical equipment in your house, your TVs and all these stereos and electrical things. There's off-gassing from the paint, from the glues in the floors, from the varnish. Toxicity inside of the home is like 10 times worse than even the most polluted city in the United States. And then you go outside.
It is. And our kids can tolerate a lot of this, especially if you're moving to more organic. Our daughter doesn't wear pajamas. She wears loungewear because loungewear doesn't have the flame retardant on it.
Exactly.
So she has to have loungewear. She's not allowed to have pajamas, right? Yeah. So it's craziness. The sheets we have, all of that stuff, the flame retardant, it's terrible. It can tolerate a lot of this. But they have to have the basic nutrients to fight back.
Right. So all of these different toxins, like tax systems of our body that have to break it down, the liver and the kidneys and all these different areas of the body need – you have to do some extra work to deal with these environmental toxins that our bodies aren't used to seeing. So those different systems in our body require certain types of cofactors to run the enzymes necessary to detox. And those cofactors might be B vitamins. They might be minerals like zinc or selenium. So having a multivitamin helps sort of support those systems of the body that are under a little bit more strain. And this is all just, this is not made up biochemistry and physiology. This is 100% scientific, physiological fact.
No,
as we know, physiological fact.
Well, and also, there hasn't been a study that on kids with multis that hasn't shown benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't.
Yeah.
It's an absurdity. Even medical doctors at this point are resigned to be recommending it. Now, I want to digress. My big three for kids are a multi, a fish oil, and a probiotic.
Okay, so let's
talk. That's what my child's on and all that.
So let's talk omega-3s.
Okay, so omega-3s, the key is knowing the company, and that's our transition.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we can never know if our fish oil is clean or whatever unless we trust the brand.
Yeah.
So most fish oil is damaged. It's rancid. It has metals in it. Most of the fish oil in the country, and I'm not just talking about in health food stores or at warehouse places like Costco and Sam's Club or whatever, most of it has problems. Not only is it hard to encapsulate and keep fish oil fresh, but it also has a very strict shelf life. It doesn't do as well in plastic bottles. It does much better in glass. It doesn't do well in clear. Finicky stuff, just like olive oil. There's a reason why olive oil is in a dark glass bottle. It has to be protected. I live in Arizona. That stuff sitting in a FedEx truck in the heat in the summer, and it'll boil. It'll damage that oil. So you have to know the company. The company that I think you should always look at is Solgar in health food stores, because Solgar, what is on the label, will be in the bottle at the time you take it. It is very hard to do that with fish oil. It is extremely hard, even with multis, because nutrients break down in other products and things like that. But with fish oil, probiotics, these things, when you're giving to your kid, you really want to absolutely make sure that you're not giving them rancid oil or oil that has metals in it. Because if fish oil has metals in it, you're making your kid worse.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be extremely careful. Please don't get the, hey, I got for $10.99, 1,000 in a plastic jug at Costco. No. You cannot mess around with fish oil. It is very hard to make. So I would look at Solgar's fish oil for kids, and you know it'll be safe. The longest actually established company that does its own manufacturing. And that's what you need with a fish oil and with a multi and a probiotic.
Yeah, it is important to make sure, especially with all supplements, but fish oil particularly can actually be a lot worse for you if it's a low-quality brand than not taking anything mm-hmm. at all because of the exposure to potential toxins and the rancidity that can occur if it's not prepared, extracted, and processed under very, very strict conditions and handled and stored and all of those different things. And,
very tough. I've been to a fish oil plant in Sweden, mm-hmm. and it looked like they were making computers.
Mm.
I mean, the temperature was down. It was really chilly. The machines had thermometers on them because when they press the oil on the anchovies and sardines or salmon or whatever they're doing, it can't heat up.
Mm-hmm.
If it heats up too high, it's immediately encapsulated in a place that's a vacuum.
Yep.
They only have nitrogen there. They don't have any oxygen, so it doesn't go rancid. I mean, you were thinking they were making space shuttle parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to other fish oil factories and there's junk on the floor. It smells like spoiled fish. You're like, oh, my God, I would never give my kids this.
Yeah.
So it's very, very tricky to do.
Yeah, it is, and it's important. And really the important part is that, you know, there's a huge component of our brain that's in a neurological system that's made up of fat, you know, and a large portion, about 60% of that fat is DHA, one of the primary components of fish oil. And so, you know, a developing neurological system needs an abundant amount of these omega-3 fatty acids in order to build all the neural networks and build in a way that can, you know, properly develop a brain. And, you know, diet-wise, we used to have lots of omega-3s in our diet because pretty much any kind of meat that you used to eat before we went to, you know, farming animals, they were all wild animals. You hunted them, or you just had a big farm and they roamed around and ate grass. Those types of animals actually create a fair amount of DHA or omega-3 fatty acids in their flesh and in their body. Fish, of course, mm-hmm. reason why cold water fish is such a great source is the fish make a lot of omega-3s as well. But now we've moved to, you know, farming practices where we farm animals and they're fed soy and corn and they don't eat grass. But, you know, and so because they're eating grain instead of grass, they don't develop any omega-3s in their system hardly at all. It's all omega-6s. People, most of the fish is farm raised. A lot of kids don't eat fish. You know, there's just very little exposure to omega-3s in the diet. So kids are basically lacking sort of one of the most important fats that the brain needs. There's like this huge portion of the brain that's literally just made up of this DHA, part of our neurons, part of every single part of the brain, our optic nerve, the optic area of the brain, everything. And there's literally hardly any of it coming in the average diet. So, you know, that's why it's so important to supplement and why fish oil supplements are so important. I mean, they're so important in neurological development that now you can't find a prenatal, even the ones that the traditional OBGYNs or gynecologists, obstetricians prescribe, that doesn't contain some DHA in it because they realized the research was so overwhelming that if you gave pregnant moms DHA during that time that the baby's neurological system was developing in utero, these babies develop much better later in life. But the reality is why would we stop?
Oh, yeah.
Why would we stop once they're born? We all know that a child's brain clearly develops until they're usually into their low 20s. You know, the 20 years old, 20, 22 years old, the brain is still developing. Why would we stop once they're born? You know, why not continue to give them these omega-3 fatty acids if we can clearly establish that it's important in utero? There's clearly, and there's a ton of data out there to suggest when you look at kids and studies, that omega-3 supplementation during young life is an incredibly important part of developing the brain.
Kevin, higher test scores. Yeah. Not only that, in Europe, what is labeled as an indication of the pharmaceutical fish oil, which is actually fairly clean compared to the American drug version of the Veza and all that, but what it says on the bottle is for hyperactivity and anxiety. Fish oil has a drug clinical application for treating hyperactivity, depression, any mood disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our country, people will prescribe Zoloft before fish oil. which is part of that absurdity that I did. Mm-hmm. Look, when your kids are acting out, you think about what's missing in their diet and what's bad in their diet before what drug should I go to. Always. And that's part of that absurdity piece as well. From test scores to all that. When Finland went from the worst schools to the best schools, they doubled their recess. In five years, they doubled their recess. They got rid of summer school, and they put every kid on fish oil.
Right, and I think
they went to the highest test scores in Europe.
Yeah, I think they got rid of homework, too, which is funny. I mean,
they cut the testing down by 80%, and their kids are doing, and they will go to schools in the States. They'll go to schools all around the world. They have the highest test scores.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
And so they took all the pressure off, made learning fun. When kids were acting out, they exercised.
Yep.
Go have more recess. Don't get sitting around and play video games. Go exercise.
Yep. So, all right. Well, that's the story on omega-3. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we talked about multis, omega-3s. We could talk about probiotics and any other of the most important nutrients to consider for your children, why they're important, and good sources, reliable sources to get high-quality products that you know aren't going to hurt your kids, that are actually going to help them in the way that we are explaining and intending these things to help. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling, or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for listening. We're winding down here in our last segment. Even though our time is running out, the interest of our topics, I believe, is still quite high. We're talking with Dr. Decker Weiss. We've been discussing all day, morning long, things related to children's health primarily. And in this last segment here, where we've only got about 5 or 6 minutes left, we're going to try and pack in some information about one of the other probably most important supplements that you can start your kid with. We talked about multivitamins and fish oil. I told you I talk about food sources. You know, certainly lots of fresh fruits and vegetables are going to be the most abundant source of the vitamins and minerals you would find in a multi. From a fish oil perspective, you would want to look at things like high quality cold water fish that's wild caught and not farm rates, and of course ones that are the smaller fish, not the large predatory fish. So like tuna will have a lot of omega-3s, but it's a predatory fish, so we'll have a lot of mercury. You want to watch that with your kids. Things like wild salmon, the smaller fish, if they'll eat them, which most kids may or may not, but things like sardines, some of the cold water white fishes that are a little bit smaller, those are going to be great sources of omega-3 fatty acids for your kids. And there are some ways to get them from vegetarian sources as well, just not quite as abundant in the DHA component that you get when you get them from an animal source. We're going to talk about probiotics. So Dr. Weiss, tell us a little bit about probiotic therapy and why it might be something so important to consider when it comes to children's health.
Well, you know, microbiome. The listeners, that's the microenvironment of your body. That's the relationship we have with bacteria, fungus, virus, all the critters that aren't our natural cells, but that we have to basically cut deals with. We are two-thirds not human cells. We are two-thirds other cells. And with that, that's, you know, probiotics are basically the good bacteria. Those are the ones we want to help protect us. Those are the good guys. When you look at a probiotic, you want research to do two things. One is you want it to, of course, help with gas, bloating, indigestion, irritable bowel, Crohn's. That's good. Of course, you want it to do that. But you also, two-thirds of our immune system is in our digestive tract. So you also want any probiotic you use to show that it helps affect and reduce severity, frequency, duration, things like that of the common cold. I like Probi. It's a Solgar brand. It is a licensed species of the Plantarum, the Lactobacillus Plantarum species. That Plantarum is one of the first ones mothers give to children. So it's what literally helps seal the gut. And that's a big issue. The gut will develop spaces and leak unless it has like a bacterial protective layer. That Plantarum is that specific bacterial layer. When you see kids acting out, part of that we relate directly to this leaky gut thing. And that's a whole different topic, Dr. Becerra, maybe we can talk about. But the Plantarum species, specifically in Probi, is the one that seals it. And so, look, if you're having really good success with your probiotic with your child, don't change it. There's a lot of good probiotics. The one that I like is because it has the data. It's the one my child gets. And if you're looking for one or you're not pleased with your probiotic, then I would go look at Probi. And so you have to understand that when kids use a fluoride, when we use a fluoride toothpaste, that fluoride is antibacterial. That's why it'll help clean teeth. But we swallow some. If you have ever had a fluoride treatment, they say don't swallow it because it's a giant, huge antibiotic. It'll kill off gut flora. So just from brushing your teeth, that will kill things off. Not to mention the antibiotics and food and things like that. And right now, you know, look, 50, 60 years ago, maybe our kids didn't need a multi because there were so many nutrients in the soil. It's the same thing that 50, 60 years ago, we didn't have all these antibiotics in food. We weren't using fluoridated toothpaste and fluoridated water. Now they're getting it. So we have to defend against it. And like we talked about before, Dr. Becerra, if you're not eating good food, you still have to culture it. So if you take a probiotic and the child eats poorly, you're going to get some benefit. But if you really want it to work, you have to eat a healthy diet. Yeah. And that's when you take the probiotic and it has a chance to grow and grow and grow and replicate.
Yep, it's absolutely true. And we know that, you know, changing your diet can change your gut flora within 24 hours. You know, eating more fiber and plant material shifts the gut flora in a beneficial direction. Eating more sugar and processed carbs and meat products shifts it in a negative direction. So, you know, we're learning so much about GI health and about the microflora and our balance between bacteria and our human cells, mm-hmm. and it is becoming more and more important. But yes, a probiotic is a great place to start with kids. There's great research and in children and reducing, you know, common colds and other types of upper respiratory infection with kids that are taking probiotics. So, you know, all really, really important stuff. So, I mean, I guess, Dr. Weiss, we're just about out of time. I mean, the take-home message is, you know, a multivitamin, a fish oil, and a probiotic would be the three most core things to give for kids' health, mm-hmm. a good cornerstone along with a healthy diet, exercise, and everything else that a child needs for healthy development, correct?
Yeah, and one additional thing, you know, the naturopath in me, have a healthy home. You know, we may not be able to control what our kids eat out there, junk food, stuff like that, but make the home healthy. Make the home healthy. That is always where it starts. It gets overwhelming. The first thing you do is you make the home healthy with good foods over at Village Green and all that stuff. And then, you know, believe me, it'll spread. Kids want to eat healthy. They just don't really know what to do. So yeah. When you make a healthy home, when they're out there, eventually they'll make better choices as well.
Absolutely true. Well, Dr. Weiss, thank you again so much for being with us. I wish you safe travels. I know you're heading back over to some areas in the Middle East and other refugees. We appreciate the work that you do in helping make the world a better place. And, you know, I'll be wishing you the best and safest travels. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share your knowledge with us here.
Oh, no problem. One day I'm dragging you with me.
All right. Just let me know. I'll be there. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.